NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Eastern airports are ramping up their operations. Amtrak is digging out and boosting its eastern seaboard service. And road crews continue to clear highways after the big snowstorm that missed Washington, D.C., but socked communities from New England to North Carolina. Bruce Kahnweiser reports on recovery efforts in the New York City area.
Air traffic resumed at the area's three major airports, but the backlog of stranded air travelers, which numbers well into the thousands, will take days to clear. Public transit is also struggling to resume regular service. In one harrowing account, a New York City rail car was stranded overnight outdoors without heat or electricity. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is investigating the case. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Greenbrook, New Jersey.
National Weather Service meteorologist Eleanor Talbot says Massachusetts is dealing with 10 to 19 inches of snow plus flooding.
With the very strong storm and the strong northeasterly winds, plus we did have some astronomical tides, it actually brought very high waters into the coastline.
A freeze is settling over parts of the Gulf Coast from Louisiana into northern and central Florida. More than 1,700 international travelers have wound up in Chicago after their planes were diverted from East Coast airports. The first baby boomer eligible for retirement becomes eligible in 2011. It will be quite a trend, as NPR's John Weber reports. That first retiree will join 10,000 a day for the next 19 years.
This Saturday, the first of a generation will turn 65, and according to financial analysts, many are ill-prepared for retirement. The main reason is they haven't saved enough, with average saving rates dropping from about 10% in the 70s and 80s to negative 1% in 2007. Add to that disappearing pension plans, reduced valued stocks, plus planned reliance on a housing market that's tanked, and boomers probably will have to put off retirement for quite a while, according to Olivia Mitchell, the head of the Pension Research Council at the University of Pennsylvania.
Delayed retirement, I think, is going to be one of the inevitable consequences of the recession.
The recession has helped improve the savings rate. It's now back above 5%. John Weber, NPR News, Washington.
White House observers expect President Obama to announce his pick for top economic advisor next week when he returns from his vacation in Hawaii. The new advisor will replace Larry Summers, who returns to a teaching position at Harvard. And the new appointee will have a big hand in ongoing efforts to help the economy and create jobs. Overall, the economy is performing better than a year ago, but unemployment is still 9.8%. A delegation of African leaders heads to Ivory Coast today in an attempt to persuade Laurent Gbagbo to give up power in favor of the man who won the presidential election there. This is NPR. There's an outbreak of yellow fever in northern Uganda. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton says the disease is already reported to have killed 45 people in 9 districts.
The Ugandan Health Ministry says 65 cases of yellow fever have been reported in the northern district of Kitgum alone. Doctors warn that yellow fever can kill within a week and, unlike malaria, is spread by a type of infected mosquito active during the day and not at night. Uganda says it is urgently importing 2.5 million vaccines to inoculate sufferers. Task forces have been established and isolation units set up in the affected districts. Radio talk shows and dramas are trying to inform people of the wide range of symptoms, from nausea and vomiting to jaundice and bleeding, as well as kidney failure. Officials say yellow fever was last recorded in Uganda 40 years ago. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Fire officials in Hialeah, Florida, say 5 teenage friends are dead, likely from accidental carbon monoxide poisoning in a motel room. An official says it appears the teens rented a room Sunday to celebrate a birthday, jump-started a car, and left it running in the garage below their motel room. A door to a staircase leading to the room was open, and high levels of carbon monoxide were measured inside the room. A California appeals court is blocking one of outgoing Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's pet projects, sale of 24 state-owned buildings. A 3-judge panel has put a stay on the plan until it hears arguments next month. 3 former members of the State Building Authority sued to stop the sales as unlawful gifts of public funds. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for